KCAA, the Inland Talk Express.
So are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace where your real home resides? In a world that never stops, finding peace can feel impossible. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio, your sanctuary for self-discovery and mental clarity. I am your host, Lupe Garcia, and my co-host,
Brenda Cruz. We are sharing teachings based on Course of Miracles in English and Spanish.
Thank you for listening. You can join us now. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio. So here we are, one more Sunday. And I'd like to begin with our lesson since it's right 6 o'clock sharp. And the lesson for today is 276. So I'm going to go ahead and do my lesson real quick, and then we'll proceed with the show. So Brenda and I are here to accompany you one more time. And we have, the word of God is given me to speak. What is the word of God? My son is pure and holy as myself. And thus did God become the father of the son he loves. For thus he was Thus was he created. This is the word his son did not create with him, because in this his son was born. Let us accept his fatherhood, and all is given us. Deny we were created in his love, and we deny ourselves. To be unsure of who we are, of who our father is, and for what purpose we have come. And yet, we need but to acknowledge him, who gave his word to us in our creation, to remember him, and so recall ourself. And the prayer goes like this. Father, your word is mine, and it is this that I would speak to all my brothers, who are given me to cherish as my own, as I am loved and blessed and saved by you. The word of God is given me to speak. We're going to go ahead and take a little deep breath and just recall this holy instant, this moment, the here and the now, releasing all of our past and not paying attention to the future, not thinking of the coming week, not thinking of duties that we need to play out in our head, just trying to be still and quiet. And we're going to close our eyes and we're going to make this moment a holy instant, and it prays like this. This holy instant I give to you. You be in charge, for I want to follow you, certain that your direction will give me peace. And if I need a word to help me, you will give it to me. If I need a thought, you will also give that to me. And if I need stillness and a tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts I will receive of you. You are in charge by my request, and you will hear and answer me, because you speak for God my Father, his Holy Son. So now that we are in his presence, ready to share. Go ahead, Brenda.
Hi. Welcome to our Inner Peace Radio. Thank you, Lupe, for this beautiful instant. So thank you, because I needed to relax. I needed to calm down. Yeah, I needed reminding myself, forget the past, forget the duties and everything, and just breathe the moment, because this is the only moment that exists and that it is important.
Yes, definitely. The here and the now, where his true presence can be expanded, can be shared. Because being present is to be in his love, in his true essence. Because anytime we think we're in the past or we're in the future, then we're not being present. And if we're not present, then we are not living. Correct?
Correct. Yeah. But it's like keeping, telling yourself this word, like, oh my gosh, for me, it's easy when I'm alone in the house. Okay. I'm in the present moment. Okay. But when I've been some scenarios, parties or friends, house friends, a lot of talking, many
distractions,
many beliefs, many talking. So it's like, okay, Mike, where am I? Like, I don't know how to be sometimes in the present, because so people's talking about the future, some others are talking about the past, and I said, that's okay, true. no, I'm here.
That is true. And it actually, we're not saying you cannot think of the future, but we need to recognize that we do need our inner master, the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. to guide us and to ask him, what do you want me to do? Do you want mm-hmm. me to plan? Do you need me to go somewhere? Do you need me to do this? And have that clarity of mind of what we really want in life. What are we wanting to do? Besides, the only thing more important, I think, is to enrich the inner relationship with God. Because as we know our Father, then we get to know ourselves, since we are one with him. So I think it's important that if we think of doing any type of planning, that we never do it about on our own. What do you think?
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes I forget. I forget to plan with God or plan with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And I do it by myself, because sometimes are very quick. So, for example, if one friend called me, hey, I'm going to do something. Okay, let's go. And then I said, okay, I didn't ask. I didn't stop. I didn't think.
I actually do that more often than I would want to.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it plays a part to do that mental training, is what helps us slow down and bring mm-hmm. them into the picture. Because we are so used to being an automatico? How do you mm-hmm. say that? An automation. Mm-hmm. You're just doing it automatically without mm-hmm. thinking, without pausing, there are habits that are so instilled in us that we just do it automatically without thinking if we should, if we shouldn't, or where he wants to guide us that day.
Yeah, yes, that's true. Because when you took a decision like as fast as you want to respond, sometimes it's thinking about the past, what you do with that person in the past and what you expect about the situation.
And you already are knowing like what's gonna happen.
Yes.
Like if friends invite you, you're already thinking, oh, we're gonna have a great time. Last mm-hmm. time I went with them, we had a blast. And then yes. we're already in the past.
Yeah.
That is so true.
And then I get upset if the things are not going the way that I think.
That's true.
That happened to me last time. I've been having psychotherapies.
A lot of psychotherapies?
Yes, and I was like, okay, I needed time to relax and do something out of the psychotherapies.
Uh-huh.
And then one friend called me, okay, let's do this with another friend. And I think, okay, we do this with this friend, we do karaoke, we do blah, blah, blah.
You're already
and I'm ready,
of
yeah.
the past.
And I was ready, and I was okay. I was like,
and did it
with
turn
my
out
voice.
The way you expected?
No. When I get there, it was everything that the spirit needs to talk, because everybody was so open. And I said, okay.
This everybody is, was open to it, receive.
To receive and to curarse, sanarse.
And to heal. And to liberate.
I was mad inside. So,
I came to have fun, and doing therapy is sometimes too much in the mind.
Uh-huh, that's what I think. But the spirit in my head said, okay, no, it's
you
not in your way.
It's my way.
And I relax and I said, okay, yes, let's do this. And the conversation turns in a little bit, in a very lovely healing.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And I, in this moment, I said, okay, when this Holy Spirit do the healing, this is the most beautiful experience and most disfrutable, enjoyable,
yeah.
Time.
Well, what was coming to my mind when you were sharing that is that the momentary, like the moments that we believe we're going to share with our friends, because there was a little bit of disappointment because you were planning something different, something that you were going to enjoy, fun, and the true happiness.